I was trying to witness to my non-Christian friend, and she looked at me and she just said, "Carla, how can you believe in God after what you've been through? How come God makes you suffer?"
Stai gute. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Well, those are challenging questions. Are you ready for some challenging answers? Today we'll hear more from Carla McKay, an Ojibwe originally from Garden Valley First Nation. Carla has cerebral palsy, and her road has not been easy, but she has a remarkable story to tell, a story of genuine hope, purpose, and faith in God.
I knew I wanted a personal relationship with God. I wanted to have a personal relationship with Him, be a Christian. So that's when I gave myself to God. And I knew it was different. It wasn't easy, but I knew that God loved me and He wanted me to have a better life. It's not an easy life. I know life's hard and it's not fair, but God will give you the strength in order to deal with the hard times, with what you're going through. And I've just realized, hey, if God can do that, then I know I can deal with life, because I've later come across tragedies where people, where some of my friends have given up and committed suicide. And I've known the struggle with that, because when I was 18, I really struggled with low self-esteem and identity issues. I was going through a lot of hurt and loneliness. I didn't feel like I added up. I had one very close friend, and I was thinking about suicide. We talked about it. Like, I told her, like, maybe it's the only way out. And then I heard somewhere later that if you do that, you only cause the people that you leave behind, your family, your friends, a lot more pain. And I said, somebody or God help me snap out of it. And then I was going through my period where I was listening to a lot of Christian contemporary music, and I was listening to this artist, and he wrote a song called "Don't Say Suicide," and that song really impacted me. And then I had to listen to it a few times, and it really impacted me that life, there's nothing worse that God can't help you through, and that taking your life is not the answer, and that God can show you the way how to live. And there'll be, yes, there'll be pain, there'll be hurt, but God can show you a way through it. And that suicide is not the answer, because you'll be destroying what God has made you. And I finally realized that. And somehow I thought, and this too will pass, and I'm glad it did, because I never after that talked about it. Because I remember a couple years down the road when a friend of mine phoned me up. She was going through depression, and she said she was going through suicide. She was thinking that. I said, "Well, you're a Christian, right?" And she goes, "Yeah." I said, "Don't even dare entertain what the devil's telling you. But hopefully you'll talk to God instead of believing what the devil is trying to say to you." And once I realized that, I'm so glad I realized this, because I was 18 when I thought about it. And now I'm in my mid-40s and thinking, thank God I'm alive. Growing up with a disability has made me deal with situations head on, help me deal with people's questions. Back then, I didn't know how to answer. But now, as an adult, I know how to answer. People ask me what my disability is, and I tell them, adults usually, it's the little kids that are so sweet and innocent and brutally honest. I remember my nephew was walking beside me, and I was at a Christian music festival. He looked at me and says, Auntie, you walk funny. I said, yeah, Auntie walks funny. And then he looks at me again. He goes, is that why you need a walker? I said, yep. Auntie needs a walker because it helps me to walk. He goes, oh, okay. And I remember my other little nephew a few years down the road. I was sitting in a chair in the kitchen. He comes up to me. He goes, Auntie? I go, yeah. How come you got different colored skin? And I said, looked at him and said, because it would be boring if we all looked the same. And he looks at me, and I said, but Auntie still likes you. Come closer. We're going to have a discussion. He came close, and I said, well, you know who God is? He goes, yeah. I said, well, God's your maker. He gave you a mom and daddy who were white. God gave me a mom and daddy who were red. So that's why you're white and cute. Auntie's red and cute. And besides, I looked at him and I said, don't you think it would kind of be boring if we all looked the same? And he goes, yeah, but I said, Auntie still likes you. So, and Auntie considers you my friend. That was the beginning of a new friendship. God has shown me through my disability that it's okay to say when I need help. And I've actually learned to come out of my shell and actually ask a stranger, oh, can you tie my shoelace for me? I can't bend down. I'm really sore today. And I've actually had strangers actually tie my shoe. And I remember sometimes when the laws of gravity kick in and my balance goes out and I'm on the floor or even on the sidewalk, actually, I remember one time I was near the bus stop and it was so slippery and I had fallen and this guy comes walking out of the apartment and he stops beside me. He goes, he looks at me. He goes, do you need any help up? And I almost felt like saying, no, I want to lie here just for the heck of it all. I said, sure, I would love some help up. So this guy picks me up off the sidewalk and gently scrapes the snow off. He goes, are you okay? He goes, no broken bones. I go, yeah, okay. I said, thanks for helping me. And I felt kind of embarrassed slipping and sliding, but I really appreciated that stranger who helped me. And God always seems to bring people to help me, whether it's a stranger, a friend, or a family member, to help me. That's always have made an impact on my life. I was trying to witness to my non-Christian friend, and she looked at me and she just said, Carla, how can you believe in God after what you've been through? How come God makes you suffer? And I thought, how can God make me suffer? And I looked her straight in the eye and said, God didn't make me suffer. I guess from her point of view, that's what she thought. So God put us on this earth to suffer a lot of things. I said, no. I said, God gives us a will and a choice. My mom made choices and certain things have happened. But God also gave me a will and a choice that I can make a choice to overcome and not just lie down and die and give up. I said, God didn't put me on this earth to suffer. God made me to change people's minds, how they feel. God gave me life. And I said, who am I to tell God? I don't want this disability. Well, I have this disability so he can use me. It finally dawned on me that I don't need to have a whole body in order to be used by God. I want God to work through me so God can use me despite of my disability. I remember I was discussing that with my older brother, and I said, I finally realized I'd rather have a disability and know God instead of being whole and not knowing God and going on my merry way. I said, I'd rather know God and have this disability, because I said, I've had two different instances where the people said God told them God wanted me healed. So far, God hasn't told me anything yet. But I've realized, God, if I'm going to be like this for the rest of the life, please work through me, because sometimes my humanness gets in the way, my tiredness gets in the way, my body doesn't want to work the way it should work sometimes, and sometimes I know, since working, I have to really pray to you to help me get out of bed, because sometimes, not because I'm depressed, sometimes my body doesn't want to work the way I want it to. God gave me the strength to deal with having a disability and how to deal with my low self-esteem issues, and that life was worth living, and that I didn't need to end my life and believe Satan's lie that I wasn't worth anything. And then I realized that it made my whole mindset change to a new perspective. And I hope you who are listening will make a decision to have Jesus in your life, because he's the best thing I've ever chosen in my life, and it really has helped me.
That is an amazing story. So many people are quick to blame God for their circumstances, but not Carla. A man in the Bible named Paul also knew about hardships. Jesus had encouraging words for him. Here's Paul's account. But he said to me, "My grace is enough for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So then I will boast most gladly about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may reside in me. Therefore I am content with weaknesses, with insults, with troubles, with persecutions and difficulties for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong." My friend, if you'll place your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, this same power will be available to you, no matter what you may be facing. But more than that, you will have peace with God. Want to know more? Visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. We're also on Facebook at Without Reservation. Missed a program or want to listen again? You can download our app and take The Storyteller with you. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.